David Trainer, the president of New Constructs, is here. And, you know, we've heard a lot of people say that value is hard to find. Well, David finds that not only is value hard to find, but it leads to trouble. And that's where we're headed. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, this is the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we talk with David Trainer about what he sees happening and what he finds particularly dangerous. And at New Constructs, they know about danger because they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They dig in at the footnotes level, work their way up, basically ask the question about securities.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah. And when they find out that something has beauty that is only skin deep, that's typically what makes it dangerous. By the way, if the ugly is only skin deep, then that may be what makes something attractive. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs, and they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks, which means that you can get more information on anything you hear us discuss here. David Trainer, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Small cap growth stocks.
Danger, danger.
Small cap growth stocks. You know, I said that value is getting tougher to find, even though we've seen the market kind of flip-flop a little bit. And I know that's been a theme with you for a while. But is the problem here that small cap growth stocks are particularly troubled because we're seeing growth flag, or is it that they've been overpriced?
It's both, it turns out. In our Danger Zone report for this week, we're focusing on our kind of macro analysis of our ratings across all pretty much the entire stock market. And you know, we've done analysis of earnings for the entire stock market where we look at economic versus accounting earnings. And we identified that in that report that it was a small group of large cap tech stocks pretty much driving all the growth. And then we wanted to go to the other end and say, okay, well, where's all the risk, or where's most of the risk, or is there any concentration of risk, really? We looked through all sectors, all styles, all companies, and something like 52% of the overall market, in terms of the number of stocks out there, are getting an unattractive or very unattractive rating. That's about 34% of the market. And then the next biggest chunk is neutral, right? And then a much smaller percent is attractive or better. And then we dug a little deeper. Okay, so what do those 52% of stocks look like? And most of them are small cap growth.
How out of whack are we talking in terms of valuations? I know that if you're looking at these stocks, you do have a couple that are the poster children for what you're seeing.
Exactly. So we started, you know, at the ETF level. So we did a comparison between the S&P 500 and the Russell 2000. And so we could just kind of look at how do those funds compare to each other. And we saw with the S&P 500, you got way better cash flow, way better returns on capital, like double, right? And then valuations on the S&P are a lot cheaper than the Russell 2000. So what we're seeing is sort of this disconnect where profits are deteriorating worse for small cap growth stocks and small cap stocks in general, right? We saw profits doing worse than the overall market. And then valuations are accelerating or going faster. So like, you know, just an example, over the course of this bull market, the Russell 2000 is up 282%, while the S&P is just up 223%. So the combination of those two things. And then, yeah, we did boil it down even further to one really bad small cap growth stock. H.B. Fuller & Company, ticker FUL, is also one of May's most dangerous stocks, and it is a great representative of what's bad about small cap growth.
Let's delve into that. How out of whack is the valuation right now in terms of where do you think it should be versus what it is on H.B. Fuller?
The current stock price implies that they're going to grow profits 8% compounded annually for about a decade. And this is a business where profits have actually been in decline. They had, you know, a big number last year, but it was all driven by an acquisition as well as some unusual income. They made money from a pension plan just because they have a really high expected return on the assets in that pension plan. And by the way, that was one of the leading indicators to the bankruptcy of Eastman Kodak. They pulled that little accounting trick. So not a good sign. Never good when they're looking to rob money or steal fake earnings from the pension plan. But yeah, the core business is actually in decline, and the valuation is implying it's going to generate all kinds of huge profits. A lot of people might miss this one because it looks cheap on the PE basis and a price-to-book basis. I think we've done some danger zones why you can't trust those ratios. And so this is sort of just one of those, we think, sort of tigers, you know, lurking in the woods that can, you know, really hurt someone's portfolio if they're not paying close attention.
Here we are putting small cap growth stocks in the danger zone. But if somebody's got a small cap fund, you know, for you, as you evaluate funds, you're always looking at what do the underlying holdings say about a fund. So are we saying that, you know, hey, if I'm a small cap growth investor and I do it through funds and I'm well diversified, that I really need to worry here? Or is this more look at your small cap stocks to see if they are, again, the bad actors?
It's both. You know, out of, I don't know how many hundred or like 1,000 or so small cap growth funds, we've only got 8 that get an attractive or very attractive rating in our system. Right? So there aren't many good small cap growth stocks, which means you need to be more selective, not just in how you pick individual stocks, but also in how you pick funds. You know, we know that funds don't really do a good job. Like the active managers have proven not to really outperform on a very regular basis, almost never, right, for more than a year or so. And then most ETFs are dumb ETFs. They're just picking up small cap growth without any real methodology or rigor. And so, you know, to make sure you're getting what you're paying for, if you're going to be putting money into any kind of fund, check the holdings, check the research. It's a free insurance policy on making sure you don't get into something that's worse than what it appears.
Absolutely. And of course, if you want to check the research that David's talking about, go to newconstructs.com. They blog about their danger zone picks so you can read the full report, see what's in there so that you know why small cap growth stocks are in the danger zone. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck. It's great to be with you.
That's David Trainer, everybody. He is president and founder at New Constructs. I told you the website on Twitter at New Constructs. I'll give you the website again, newconstructs.com. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, May 20th edition of Money Life. Up next, we'll have more talk about values because Bill Smead from the Smead Value Fund will be here with the market call. Stay tuned.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.